This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Welcome to the show. Another great day in Trump land. Great things happening for Donald Trump. Finally, we get off the Roseanne Barr platform. Yesterday was Roseanne Barr Day. It's all we talked about for 3 hours. All the media talked about for 3 hours. All anybody talks about for 3 hours. By the way, my great buddy Hollis is on vacation in the San Diego area near Camp Pendleton. And he sent me a tweet today, and he said, destroyers are sitting stationary up and down the coast, especially in front of Camp Pendleton, guarding the West Coast. Thank you, President Trump. I'm not sure what that means. I mean, I get what his tweet means, but my question is, why? Why exactly are destroyers sitting up and down the West Coast guarding Camp Pendleton and other areas of the West Coast? Why? Are there specific threats we don't know about? Are there threats from China? Are there threats from North Korea? Are there threats from Iran? Are the threats from Antifa? I don't know. But it's interesting to note that, and I want to make sure you knew it. When I hear something, I tell you when it's important. There obviously is some sort of threat. And there's also a threat to TV in this country, to CNN and MSNBC. The threat is being a liberal jerk, because you guys don't get it, man. You're losing your whole business. CNN's ratings collapse in May, down 25% in prime time. Nielsen Research reports CNN ratings suffered a major collapse in May, while Fox News Channel dominated the cable news wars. In ratings data released on Wednesday, Nielsen Media Research shows that Fox News extended its run of consecutive months at number one to a staggering 197 months in a row, while hitting another impressive milestone. Fox News Channel has now beaten every other network in basic cable for 23 months straight. Based on total day ratings, with an average total day audience in May of 1.4 million viewers. They've beaten every other network, not every other news network, every network, USA Network, TNT Network, TBB, TNN. In prime time, Fox News destroyed its competition with an average total audience of 2.38 million viewers, compared to 1.3 million on MSNBC and only 835,000 on CNN. Among the groups, among viewers 25 to 54, the group most coveted by advertisers, Fox News shook off a challenge in recent months from MSNBC to claim a clear victory, 416,000 to MSNBC's 329 to CNN's 265,000. Of all cable networks in America, CNN experienced the biggest decline in primetime viewership, down 25% in May. Wow. That's amazing. And I do want you to know Nielsen is not, we're not able to report Nielsen for Newsmax TV just yet. Just yet, but I will report, Newsmax will allow me to report, that we are the fastest growing cable news channel in the United States of America. The fastest growing cable news channel in America is Newsmax TV. We're going up the fastest of any channel. So conservative channels are thriving, and liberal channels are dying, choking, suffocating. My latest commentary comes out tomorrow in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. It's comparing the Vegas Knights and the future Las Vegas Raiders. I think it's interesting for all you sports fans out there. There's a lot of wisdom and a lot of political advice here in the middle of a sports column. I have to say, wow, I've been involved with sports as both a fan and a businessman my entire adult life. And this Vegas night season is the single most remarkable thing I've ever seen in my life. That's even if it ends right here in the finals, even if they lose. But if the Knights win the Stanley Cup, I don't think there could be any debate. This will be the greatest underdog story in the history of sports. Not American sports, world sports. Enjoy the ride, because this is truly one in a billion. It's just not possible for a first-year expansion team filled with cast-offs other teams didn't want to win the whole damn thing. Do you believe in miracles? This is a reality show mixed with a fairy tale. I can't wait for the movie. I want to play GM George McPhee. Now let me ask a common sense political question involving the Vegas Knights. Why does no one in the NHL, not one player, try to kneel during the American National Anthem? How refreshing! Could this maybe be one of the reasons why Vegas fans have such a love affair with their Knights? Now compare this patriotic story to the NFL. Why do NFL players seem so desperate to kneel and give a middle finger to their own fans? You can't argue it's about race, because there are black NHL players and none of them kneel. None of the black players in baseball or the NBA kneel either. Obviously, they appreciate this country and the opportunities they get, whether black, white, or any other color, to play a kid's game and get paid millions of dollars a year. But not NFL players. Somehow NFL players see terrible things about America that no other players in any other league, in any other sports, can see. Consider this. Perhaps everyone, black, white, or otherwise, is angry about something. I personally, and of course I'm white, see injustice every day. Remember, I wrote the book, Angry White Male. But common sense says the playing of our national anthem isn't the place or time to show anger. It's only a time to show love and appreciation for this great country. If you're angry, show it later at some other venue like a protest march. No one is stopping you. Like me, right? I stand for the national anthem. I would never think of taking a knee. I always put my hand on my heart. I always salute soldiers. I am a patriot. But when I'm angry, I used to go to a Tea Party event and I would address the crowd. It's not the time or place to do it during a national anthem. The Vegas Knights get that, and they've been rewarded with the most loyal, loving fan base in the entire sports world. There's a lesson in there for the future Las Vegas Raiders. Keep in mind, the Vegas Knights didn't cost Vegas taxpayers 1 cent. The Raiders are costing taxpayers $750 million, and our future team was outed days ago as one of only two NFL teams abstaining from a vote to ban kneeling for the national anthem in the NFL. $750 million taken from taxpayers. The most money ever taken from taxpayers to finance a sports stadium in the history of America. And our future team didn't feel it important enough to vote to ban kneeling. 30 other NFL teams out of 32 smartly voted yes. But the two teams from the People's Republic of San Francisco both abstained. The 49ers and the Raiders. Does anyone in the Raiders front office realize Vegas ain't San Francisco? This is your future home. Did you think about us? Here in Vegas, we're starting to wonder if we should have used the $750 million to build a wall to keep Californians out. I saw where a 49ers player angrily remarked how the players are the ones whose views matter. I disagree strongly. Sports is a business, nothing else, a business. The players don't matter. Only the fans matter. They are the customers. Customers pay the bills. A player making $15 million a year feels important, but guess what? You're not. You are collecting $15 million. Someone's got to pay you that $15 million. They are the important ones. The people who buy the tickets, who buy the merchandise, who pay for the seat licenses, and who watch on TV, which produces your TV ratings, are the only ones who matter. They are the ones paying for your bloated, obscene salaries. If the fans, i.e. your customers, aren't happy, sales drop, stadiums are empty, TV ratings collapse. In case the players didn't notice, that already happened. That's precisely why the NFL owners voted to ban kneeling. They got the message. The people who buy the tickets and pay the players' salaries won. Trump won. As the customers and the people should have won. Because as we used to say on the streets in New York where I grew up, money talks and walks. Bull crap walks. How about that? On the day that NFL players put their money where their mouth is, then their opinion can matter. But until then, shut up and study the Vegas Knights. That's my commentary for tomorrow's Las Vegas Review Journal, 14th biggest newspaper in the United States. Excuse me, 16th biggest newspaper in the United States of America and growing fast. And I'm their national political opinion columnist. Nobody gets it, man. The Knights get it, the Vegas Knights, but the Raiders don't. NFL players don't. The owners finally got it, but only because we scared the bejesus out of them and they started losing their pants. CNN doesn't get it. Ratings collapsing. Starbucks sure doesn't get it. Their new training manual promotes becoming color brave and speaking to customers one human to one human. Starbucks closed all of their stores yesterday for diversity training. The coffeehouse giant takes action after arrest backlash. Brian Lennis reports from Philadelphia. A 68-page guidebook and more than a dozen videos made up the majority of Starbucks' hours-long racial bias training on Tuesday, with much of the coffee seller's revamped curriculum focused on identifying racial prejudice, learning to be, quote, color brave, and respecting customers and their spaces. Meanwhile, the company's third-place policy, which would allow anyone to hang out or use the restrooms in its stores regardless of whether they purchase anything, has already been leading partners and customers to question how Starbucks can continue to function as a business and refrain from becoming a chain of homeless drop-in centers. Starbucks may soon find that its customers don't want to be served coffee in a politically correct corporate homeless shelter, pondered a writer in an op-ed article for Fox News. As part of Starbucks' efforts to start renewing Starbucks as a place where all people feel welcome, first of all, do you know what my job is as a businessman? It's to make my customers feel welcome, and the people who aren't my customers can screw themselves. If you don't understand that, Starbucks, you're a moron. What matters only is the feelings of the people that drop money in your hands. The rest of them don't matter. Your job is to not let homeless people in your bathrooms to shoot up drugs and rape people and assault people who are your customers, you idiots, and leave behind deposits of poop and pee on the floors and on the walls and needles on the floors and make the sinks filthy with their filth because they haven't had a bath in 20 years. You're turning off your customers, you liberal putzes. You and your diversity. Yeah, diversity. We're sick of nice people with money coming in Starbucks. We need diversity. It's time for homeless people with no money and drug syringes. That's smart. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All right, Wayne Allred, welcome back. This is War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV, a relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, warrior for truth, justice, the American way, patriot, capitalist, evangelist, and most importantly, American made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old US of A. I don't know if you noticed the announcement today, the press release, but the press release is out from Newsmax and their book division, Humanix Books, which is a best-selling machine, best-selling book machine. Humanix Books announced Thursday, today, it assigned nationally syndicated radio host and author Wayne Allen Root for a new book on Donald Trump's business and political success. The book is expected to be released in early 2019. Quote from Wayne Root, President Trump has achieved awe-inspiring success in business, entrepreneurship, branding, PR, publishing, television, and now, of course, politics, Root said. I've studied Donald Trump's life for decades now, and I owe much of my own success to the remarkable lessons learned from this man. Root hosts the nationally syndicated radio show, The Wayne Allen Root Show, which airs on dozens of stations across the nation, including his flagship stations, KBDT AM in Dallas and KBET KBET AM in Las Vegas. His show is also simulcast on Newsmax TV each weeknight. At 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Newsmax TV reaches 50 million cable homes and is the fastest-growing cable news channel in the nation. Humanix Books has published several blockbuster New York Times bestsellers, including Jerome Kersey's Killing the Deep State. Other Humanix bestsellers include The Obamacare Survival Guide by Nick Tate and Big Agenda by David Horowitz. We believe the public needs to go to the roots of Trump's success, and we think Wayne Allen Root will do this like no other, said Mary Glenn, publisher of Humanix Books. Root has authored nearly a dozen books in the fields of politics, business, and personal development. In addition to his television, radio, and author careers, Root is the national politics opinion columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and his articles have appeared regularly at Newsmax, Fox News, Breitbart, Town Hall, Blaze, Real Clear Politics, and many others. So that news just out today, My book will be out in early 2019 on the success of Donald Trump and how he did it and why he did it and how you can do it too. How you can apply all of those rules to your life. Big deal. And I've got 60 days to write the book. 60 days. I got the entire June and July, and that's it. August 1st, it's due. Can you imagine my life at this point, how busy I am? Oh, my gosh. How the hell am I going to do it? I have no idea. But you never say no. See, that's the thing. When someone comes to you, that's a Donald Trump principle right there. You always expand your day. Take an hour less sleep. You can sleep when you die. You can rest when you're dead. But you can't turn it down. There's only one rain route, and you got to divide them. There's no choice. You can't turn down a giant book about Donald Trump's life. Can you imagine Donald Trump is the world's biggest branding expert, and Wayne Root is the guy who's now branding Donald Trump? I'm the guy who gets to define what makes Trump successful and how he became successful and how you can apply it to your life. I'm the guy who's going to define Donald Trump's success and brand Donald Trump. How's that for an honor? It's an honor. A lot of people don't know that I graduated college in 1983, Columbia University. And who was the biggest name in New York in 1983? Donald Trump. He was building Trump Tower at that moment. Actually, the entire 4 years I was at Columbia. He built it. I was at Columbia 79 through 83. He built Trump Tower 80 through 83 and opened it in 83 as I was graduating college. And at the moment I was graduating college, he was involved in so many big things. He was opening casinos in Atlantic City. He was buying the Plaza Hotel in New York City, most famous hotel in the world. He had opened Trump Tower, the most famous tower in the world, condo tower in the world. And he had bought Mar-a-Lago, the most famous personal residence in the world. He was the world. He was bigger than New York. He was New York. That was my upbringing in New York. 1983, Donald Trump was New York. He was everybody, every young guy wanted to be rich. He was our idol. He was our model. We modeled ourselves after him. And so long ago, 1983 was how many years ago? 83, 93, 2003, 2013. So it was 35 years ago. 35 years ago, I started modeling Donald Trump. 35 years ago, I started figuring out what makes Trump so successful, and I tried to emulate him and model him. And I became a, as I like to say, the poor man's Donald Trump. And it worked. And I've had incredible success. And so anybody could do it. I am living proof. That's what's interesting about this book. It's not just going to define Donald Trump's success, but it's going to define how a little small businessman like me used Donald Trump's principles to become successful myself, therefore proving that his principles work for anyone and anything. No, I haven't made billions of dollars like Donald Trump, but I've achieved some really great success, right? National radio show, big hit local radio show in Vegas, national syndicated now, big national TV show, books. This is my 12th book, and this is the book that brands me and brands the success of Donald Trump as the guy who determined success of Donald Trump. How's that for success? Pretty cool for a little guy from Las Vegas. Little guy from Mount Vernon, New York. Small businessman, son of a butcher. Now in Las Vegas where the people in Washington, New York laugh. Yeah, you're from Vegas. But you notice no one in Washington, New York got the book deal, did they? Wayne Root got the book deal because I am relentless. Where did I learn that from? Donald J. Trump. Wayne Allen Root, Warren Howe. We'll be right back on USA Radio. USA, USA. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
War now. USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump signed the Right to Try Act, which will give terminally ill patients greater access to experimental treatments.
Now, with the passage of this bill, Americans will be able to seek cures right here at home, close to their family and their loved ones. We are finally giving these wonderful Americans the right to try. So important.
Last night at the president's rally in Nashville, Tennessee, he again brought up the wall and immigration and how Mexico was going to pay for the wall. Well, Mexico said not so fast. We're not going to pay for the wall. Congressman David Schweikert today joined Fox News and talked about why immigration is such a big issue, especially for his state.
For many of us, particularly those who are in a border state, we've actually had to finance and carry much of the cost of the federal government's failures.
Schweikert is from Arizona. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. You know, I was really upset with the whole Roseanne Barr thing. Upset at Roseanne Barr. Because basically I think she's a complete idiot. because she's not a conservative and she's a comedian and she says stupid things as a comedian. She grabbed her crotch while singing the national anthem that time. But, you know, in some ways she brought some important issues to the forefront. For instance, she said that George Soros was a Nazi collaborator. And the liberal media freaked out. Oh, George Soros is a great guy. Well, in a second, we got a great guest who will talk about that, about George Soros. And yes, he was a Nazi collaborator, according to George Soros' own words on 60 Minutes. First, I want to give him a very quick call from LJ in Las Vegas, who wants to talk about the Golden Knights real quick. I just had my commentary coming out in tomorrow's Las Vegas Review-Journal about the Golden Knights. LJ, how are you?
I'm just calling to let you know you're on fire today, brother. And what we have in common that we've never talked about, I'm a son of a butcher also.
I didn't know that.
Yes,
did not know
brother,
that.
I sure am. But what you were spot on about the Golden Knights, the momentum, the spirit, the support of this city, and NBA, NHL, all of that. You don't see the kneeling. I ran into Doug Williams, the first black quarterback to win a Super Bowl back in February, good friend of mine when I was in Florida, and he made the comments, there's a time and place for everything. But he did not agree with a lot of his fellow players of kneeling during the national anthem, and I think the team owners don't know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah,
they haven't got it right quite yet, you know.
No, well, it's better than nothing. I don't, you know, listen, I don't love the fact they can hide in the locker room, but it's still a win. A win's a win, and I look at the glass half full. At least no one's going to be kneeling on the field while the national anthem and the flag are out there.
You're
that's
right
good.
On that one. You're right on a lot of things, but listen, I know you got a lot of guests. Boys, thanks for taking my call. We're going to be rocking together out here in Vegas real soon together.
All right. Good man. LJ with Cadillac. He is a Cadillac man. We love LJ, and he's the king of Cadillacs in Las Vegas. All right. We've got Daniel Greenfield on the phone, a Shulman journalist fellow at the David Horowitz Freedom Center, a nice Jewish boy like me. Focus is on radical Islam in Israel. He's a columnist for Front Page Magazine, and we brought him on as kind of a fact checker because I believe, if my ears did not deceive me, George Soros himself on 60 Minutes admitted he was a Nazi collaborator, so therefore Roseanne was right. Am I right, Daniel?
Yeah, I mean, there's never been any ambiguity about it. He's talked about it before. He's semi-proud of it. He hasn't hidden it. It's just that the left finds it really embarrassing and uncomfortable, so right away when you say that, they start shouting, that's a conspiracy theory. It's anti-Semitic somehow to accuse a man of, like him of being anti-Semitic.
In other words, to accuse a Jew of being anti-Semitic is kind of sickening to liberal Jews out there, many of whom don't care about Israel, many of whom are not religious in any way, and many of whom take the side of Palestine, many of whom take the side of radical Islam, many of whom loved Obama, even though Obama seemed to despise Israel, was hated by most Israelis. Trump is loved by Israelis, and those same liberal Jews hate Trump. Makes no sense. So they get angry when you cast a finger of aspersion at another liberal Jew named George Soros. Well, I'm a conservative Jew, and I'm with him. I mean, I'm with Roseanne on that one. I'm not with her on the dumb comment she made about Valerie Jarrett. I mean, you just don't say things like that, even in jest. But she was right about George Soros. He was somewhat of a Nazi collaborator. I won't say he killed Jews personally, but he was a guy that traveled with the guys who took away the property of Jews, right? That was he was like an apprentice to a guy who stole the property of Jews and maybe pointed to someone and said, that guy's a bad guy, take him away. Wasn't that kind of his deal?
Yeah, I mean, again, he says this point blank on 60 Minutes. Steve Croft asks him if he went out and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews, and Soros says, yes, that's right, yes. And then Soros goes on to say that he felt no guilt about it whatsoever. There was no problem at all. It was like the market. If I hadn't done it, somebody else would have done it. And he described this as the most exciting time of my life. So, you know, when he was doing this, he was 14, and some people are saying, well, okay, he was a teenager. You know, my father was also a teenager then, and he made a very different choice than George Soros did. But this is an adult source. This is an adult grown man saying that this was the most exciting time of his life.
Very strange comments. You know, I'd never heard that interview. Tell everyone, that interview, I think, was 98, right? A long time ago, 1998?
Yeah, it was 1998. It was 60 Minutes with Steve Croft, and this is the interview they've been trying to bury forever, and each time it comes up again.
Well, it's all over Google. You can Google it. You could Google anytime. George Soros interview on 60 Minutes. It comes up right away. I'd never seen it in my life. I'd never heard about it till the Roseanne thing came out. I mean, I obviously despise George Soros as a commie and an Israel hater, but I knew nothing about his past in concentration camps, and I just had not heard about it. And then I saw this interview. I watched it last night. And when I watched the interview, I couldn't believe his answers. It's like mental illness. Do you feel bad about what you did? Wouldn't the answer be, yes, I do? But it's, yeah, he could have won me over by saying, yes, I do, but I had no choice. There was a gun in my head, and they would have killed me, too. No, he says, most exciting time in my life, I feel no guilt at all. What? That's the strangest answer I've ever heard. He turned in fellow Jews, and he helped steal their property, and he has no guilt at all. And it was the most exciting time of his life. I find those answers to be the answers of a mentally ill person.
Well, again, this is not surprising if you consider the rest of his career. This is a guy who went on to destroy people, to engage in all sorts of dirty financial transactions, and then to actually start undermining governments, trying to wreck the United States, trying to wreck parts of Europe, trying to wreck Israel, because, again, he has no moral compass whatsoever, and this is the sugar daddy of the left.
Yeah, strange stuff. Let's talk about Roseanne for a minute. I want to get your feelings, Daniel Greenfield. As a Shulman journalist fellow at the David Horowitz Freedom Center, a columnist for Front Page Magazine, Roseanne said what she said about Valerie Jarrett. She said what she said about George Soros. She said what she said about Chelsea Clinton. Some of the things she got right, some of the things she got wrong, and one of them I think she said was just terrible. You know, I think Valerie Jarrett's a horrible woman. I think she's a commie. I think she's a Muslim sympathizer. I think she's a Muslim Brotherhood sympathizer. But you still don't compare her to who she compared her to. You don't do that. You can't do that. It's not right to do that. It's below us. It's not right for a conservative to do that. And she got some of her information wrong about Chelsea Clinton, too. So I have very mixed feelings. She's just a comedian, and she says stupid, raunchy things. And she went too far, in my opinion. You know? But I don't know that she should have been canceled. I think maybe suspended and excoriated by ABC, but not canceled, because they don't cancel liberals who do the same kind of thing against conservatives. Your thoughts? Are you there, Daniel? Oh. I guess we've lost him. Are you still there, Chris? Chris, are you there? I don't know if we're on the air. I'm not getting a word in my microphone. Chris, are you there? Is everybody listening to me? I have no idea if I'm on the air or not. Oh. Well, we've lost Daniel. Daniel's not there. What happened to him?
Sorry, right, I got disconnected.
Oh, there you go. You're back again. All right, so that was Chris going. Chris was going to get you, and so I figured I was talking to blank air maybe. I didn't know. I'm glad you're back. Are you there, David? Can you hear me okay?
I'm there. Anyway.
Okay. My question was asking you about how you feel about the whole Roseanne situation in general and the double standard we see there.
Yeah. I mean, Roseanne is Roseanne. She's always been defensive. There was no problem when she was defending the right. There's no problem when she's defending the left. I mean, she says shocking, horrible things. She's been doing it for a while. She's not a conservative. She's pretty much herself. And you know what? Comedians offend people and say horrible things all the time. People up in terms of Michelle Wolf at the correspondence dinner. Again, stand-up comedians will say ugly, horribly, nasty things for laughs. This is what they do. The left has a very much a double standard on this. If you say horribly offensive that offend the right, you're good. It's hilarious. If you say horribly nasty offensive things that gore for Oxen, suddenly they're very outraged. It's, you know, speech one way, it's a hate crime the other way. And I'm not defending what Roseanne said, but it's important to remember that the left is perfectly okay with comedians saying absolutely terrible, horrible things about Christians, about religious Jews, about all sorts of groups, about the United States for that matter. And this, they're suddenly very outraged.
Hey, Daniel, great stuff. We're going to have to say goodbye because it's a really bad connection. I guess you're on a cell phone and your every other word is kind of go every third word or so is kind of going out. But I got the gist of what you're saying. It's a terrible double standard. And the left says awful things about us and they really almost never pay any price at all. Once in a while, little price, but they bring them back. And then we pay a huge price and they over-exaggerate what we said. I get it. Daniel Greenfield, Shulman Journalism Fellow, David Horowitz Freedom Center. It's my thing. I can't stand cell phones for radio. It just doesn't work, man. If you're in a bad area, nobody can hear you. It drives me crazy when people are on cell phones. Always try to tell my guests, stay on landline. Cell phones don't work. All right. Anyway, good guest, Daniel Greenfield. And I think we got Adam what we needed to get out, his opinions on the Roseanne situation and the fact check on Soros. Now, here's the article for all of you who say, well, you can't just believe someone. Fact check, yes, George Soros was a Nazi collaborator. Since the media is once again insisting Soros' Nazi collaboration was a conspiracy theory, here's George in his own words on 60 Minutes. So Croft on 60 Minutes, I think it was Steve Croft, right? Says, my understanding is you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson. Soros says, yes, yes. Croft went out and helped the confiscation of property from the Jews. Yes, that's right. Yes, says Soros. Croft, I mean, that sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatrist's couch for many years. Was it difficult? Soros, no, not at all. Not at all. Maybe as a child you don't see the connection, but it was no problem at all. I mean, that's a sick thing to say, even if you mean it. Why don't you just lie at that point? And then Croft says, no feeling of guilt. And Soros says, no. Croft says, for example, I'm Jewish and here I am watching these people go. It could just easily be me. I should be there. None of that. And Soros says, well, of course. I could be on the other side. I could be the one from whom this thing is being taken away. But there was no sense that I shouldn't be there because that was, well, actually, in a funny way, it's just like in the stock markets. If I weren't there, of course, I wasn't doing it. Someone else would. The property was being taken away, so I had no sense of guilt. This is what he says. That, you know what that's like saying? That's like saying, listen, there was a guy walking along the street, and he looked weak, and he had money, and he had a nice watch, so I killed him. If I hadn't done it, someone else would have. What's the big deal? If it wasn't me, it would have been the guy next to me. I'm glad I'm the one who did it. I have no guilt at all. I shot him in the head and stole his watch. What's the big deal? Someone would have done it. That's the king and the hero of the left, George Soros. War now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit. And we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids, and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products bullet-resistant. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now!
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wayne Allyn Root, Liberty Health Share, sponsor of this segment of the show. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance completely unaffordable. It covers almost nothing. But there's a better way, and I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty Health Share member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your healthcare? Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Take back control. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family's a member. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Thank you for sponsoring the show. Thank you for saving me $18,000 last year and $18,000 this year. Could you use $36,000 over the next 2 years? That's how much I've saved, my family. LibertyHealthShare.org or 855-58-LIBERTY. Toll free, 855-58-LIBERTY. All right, some other news stories. You know, there's a prison bus for babies. Did you know that? A prison bus filled with baby seats. And the prison bus for babies, which, you know, in a picture looks horrible, but it's the fault of the mom who's a criminal that the baby's on a prison bus. Not my fault, not Trump's fault, but there's a prison bus just for babies. And Jorge Ramos, the Hispanic newscaster, said it was reflective of Trump's America. But guess what? It was created under Obama. And the picture they're showing is 2 years old when Obama was president. Just like there's also a cage with two young children in it. And everybody blamed all the liberals over the weekend, said, oh my God, children in a cage. Brown-skinned children in a cage. It's Trump. It's racism. The picture was from Obama from 2014. What a joke. What an absolute joke. And how about this for a joke? This is how bad Chicago is. A professor begs Trump to suspend posse comitatus, deploy the military to Chicago to stop the runaway violence in Obama's gun-free zone. Blacks continue to vote overwhelmingly for Democrats because they think the party is a better arbiter of civil rights and has a superior record when it comes to battling racism. But these beliefs are not true. The Democrat Party has long buried its history as the party of racism and black genocide. having formed and then supported the KKK while implementing Margaret Sanger's Planned Parenthood vision of exterminating as many black babies as possible. I'm reading an article from Natural News now. As far as civil rights, Democrats could never have made any progress during the 1960s without the support of Republicans, but today there remains a black-oriented civil rights crisis that is of Democrats' creation. The mass murder of young black men by other young black men in Chicago, which is about as deep blue as it gets. So bad is the violence, so high is the death rate in the nation's third largest city, a virtual gun-free zone, that on the campaign trail in 2016, then-GOP nominee Donald Trump promised to send in the army to clean up the streets. Well, now one professor is calling on the president to make good on his pledge. It's gotten that bad. Writing in The Hill, Jason D. Hill of DePaul University in Chicago is pleading with Trump to do something radical, suspend U.S. law, the 1870s-era Posse Comitatus Act, and send in armed troops to restore order to parts of the city that have become nothing less than a war zone. He writes, wannabe commandos terrorize neighborhoods, challenging not only local authorities, but the very authority you exercise as president of this great nation. The potency of your own presidency is ridiculed when thugs and barbaric criminals take it upon themselves to establish lawless fiefdoms, usurping the law and order on which this republic was built and upon which its continued existence depends as they kill innocent lives. I ask that you use your powers to suspend the hated Posse Comitatus Act, which unfairly limits your ability to use domestic militarization to respond in crises. Posse Comitatus makes no mention of the use of the militia, the National Guard, the Navy, and the Marines. You can suspend this law and send in the forces necessary to quiet our streets and restore safety to at-risk neighborhoods. That said, Hill, a Jamaican immigrant who came to the U.S. more than three decades ago and worked his tail off to eventually earn a doctorate, has a point in that Trump is not necessarily powerless here to use some form of the military in order to accomplish the objective. He could activate the National Guard and probably ought to, though, as a state force first. Presidents have traditionally been hesitant to task Guard troops because they are first responders when it comes to local and regional disasters. What's noteworthy about Hill's plea is that he's bringing some needed attention to a national scandal that reeks of left-wing failure. Vast segments of Chicago are under siege by criminal gangs that are little better than ISIS, and it's obvious more democratic leadership isn't the solution. That's the end of the story. Very interesting story. That's how bad it is in Chicago. And I've said it before, it's a giant gun-free zone. And as bad as it is in Chicago, it is even worse in England. The Tommy Robinson story when we get back. That's going to be my top story. It was my top story yesterday if Roseanne had not interfered. It's my top story today. Tommy Robinson is a dude who tells the truth in many cases. I haven't read every word he's ever said, and I haven't heard every word he's ever said on video. I haven't watched him. But I know he said many words about how terrible Islamic refugee immigration is in England. What it's just destroying England, ripping up the whole EU. And they threw him in jail for free speech. And then they told him, once we let you out, you can never talk about this again. And they let him out, and he tried to be an independent journalist and cover a trial of a Muslim gang that rapes little girls. And they arrested him, and without a lawyer present, a judge had said, sorry, 13 more months in prison. And they sent him off to a prison the same night that he was arrested, without a lawyer, without a jury, without a trial. And now he rots in prison. And they declared a media blackout. Tommy Robinson, we get back.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
.org.